Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're going to learn Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hamotzei Shivrei Tzlamim. If someone finds broken pieces of a statue, Harel Mutarim, that's going to be Mutar, Matzah Tavnis Yado, Tavnis Regal. But if you find a perfectly formed hand or leg of a statue, Harel Asurim, the Rasim Neshekiyot Ben Neved. Because sometimes people worship just the hand or just the leg. Meaning we're not talking about a broken off hand or a broken off leg. We're talking about that the entire statue consists of a hand or a leg. So we assume that it was made that way on purpose. Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi Kelim. If a person finds Kelim Valeim Tzuras Chama, and on the Kli is the image of the sun, or Tzuras Levana, or the image of a moon, or Tzuras Darko, and the image of a dragon, Yolichem Liyam HaMelech. You should throw them in the Yam HaMelech, because they are Asur Bahana'ah, and you have a mitzvah to destroy it, and that's a good way to destroy it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, She'ala Mechubadin Asurin. If it's a Kavadik Kli, then it's going to be Asr Shalom Avuzin Mutarin. But if you have these images on a paper plate, you know, that's mutter, because then it's obviously just a decoration. It's not really for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochik V'Zorah L'Ruach. The way to destroy it is by grinding it up into a fine dust and throwing it into the wind, like chametz. Omateliyam, we're throwing it into the ocean. Amr lo, afhu nasa zevel. The Chum said back, if you make it into a dust and you throw it into the wind, it will fertilize a field and it's going to be a benefit to someone. And that's not good. You have to destroy it. Shenemar, v'liyir b'piyadecha, b'yadcha ma'uma minacherim. You're not allowed to have any sort of attachment or benefit from the Avodah Zarah. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, we said that if you find broken pieces of a statue, you can assume that it's mutter, but if you find a fully formed hand or leg, it's usher, because people sometimes worship such forms. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you find kelim that have a tsura on them, if they're kavadik or kelim, then you have to assume that Avodah Zarah and throw the Yam HaMelech. But if they're not kavadik or kelim, then it's machlokis. Tanakama says it's still aser, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says the way to dispose of it is even by grinding it up and throwing it into the wind or throwing it into the yam. But the Chum disagreed, because they thought that people might still benefit from it if you dispose of it by grinding it up and throwing it into the wind. But from next time, we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.